Well, every spring, a national veterans group called Operation Homefront honors outstanding children whose parents are serving in the military. The 2018 Air Force Military Child of the Year is from Tampa, graduated recently as valedictorian of Robinson High School, the 11th school she attended. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien sat down with Eve Glenn, who talked first about her career plans.
I know that I want to go into the STEM field. I know that I either want to choose a research track going into chemistry, biochemistry, or maybe possibly going into medical school.
You've got some really strong ambitions, but I want to take you back. Describe some of those 11 schools. There have to be some up and downs.
Growing up, I always heard the same question. If you could change being a military kid, would you? And the truth is that I wouldn't, because just the range of opportunities and the abilities to experience cultures has been wonderful. And I guess one story that I love to tell is that living in Stuttgart, Germany, going to Stuttgart High School, I was able to actually befriend a group of refugees, and they were from all over Syria and Iraq. And just being able to see the similarities between a military kid overseas and someone who literally came from another country maybe months or weeks ago really showed that if you try hard enough, anyone can get along with anyone.
Have you stayed in touch with some of those students?
Yes, so I'm actually still in touch with one of the Syrian refugees.
How does that affect you with so many different schools?
Throughout all of my moves, throughout all the obstacles that have come with moving literally transcontinental, I mainly focused on volunteerism, research, and sports. Volunteerism really helped me keep grounded throughout even like personal mental obstacles. Sports really helped me connect through cheerleading, Irish dancing, and soccer and flag football. And my research has always been, I guess, my pride and joy, starting from middle school to be able to present it at almost a national level, a national qualifying level.
You mentioned volunteerism. There are a lot of different ways you can volunteer, from a soup kitchen to shelving books at a library. Where did you go?
My consistencies within all of my different moves, Germany to Tampa to Colorado to Okinawa, Japan, would be STEM tutoring. So I found that using my strengths to help those who might be struggling within certain areas such as chemistry or calculus or pre-calculus has always been one of my passions in helping out individuals within my community.
Did the military child designation come with a scholarship or something?
Yes, so the Military Child of the Year came with a $10,000 scholarship to be used towards expenses, and I'll be actually utilizing the funds at Brown University, where I will be for the next 4 years studying biochemistry.
Preparing for Brown, that's a whole new adventure.
Well, first, it's a four-year adventure, so I've never spent more than 1 to 3 years in a certain place. So I guess that's where I'm most excited about, is finally being able to settle down for more than 1 or more than 3 years.
How do you view yourself, first and foremost, as a military child, as a valedictorian? What is the top one that you see yourself when you look in the mirror?
I see myself as a military child, first and foremost. Second off, I see myself as a strong, motivated African-American, Hispanic, white female. And then I see myself as the STEM researcher, the valedictorian, the volunteer, and everything below.
And that was Eve Glenn, the 2018 Air Force Military Child of the Year from Tampa, speaking with WUSF's Bobby O'Brien.